I wasn't going to media days, but Bill Bender goes to a lot of these things from the Sporting News. And I trust his opinion on college football because I know it'll be colorful. I know it'll be insightful, and he joins us. And, Bill, I got to tell you, I never miss. And I was glad to be in Vegas this week because I didn't have to attend SEC Media Days. It's blasphemy to some people. But to me, it's a waste of time, these Media Days. What do you get out of them? And what do you think fans, more importantly, the consumers of college football, really get out of them?
Well, I don't know, honestly. I think, you know, it generates some excitement for the season. I was at ACC this week, so I think you get a couple headlines. For example, the back and forth between Clemson and Alabama players and Jim Harbaugh getting his comments run through the ringer and everybody making their own hot take off that. But, yeah, I think the format could be revamped. I'll give you an example. Maybe, like, you know, put Jim Harbaugh and Ryan Day on the same podium, basically. Let them answer questions about each other. I think that would spice things up.
I think that would be a hell of a lot more interesting. More importantly, too, let's get to that because I talked about it earlier on in the show. I got no problem with a coach answering a question, like Jim Harbaugh on a podcast with Tim Kawakami, answering a question about Urban Meyer. What I do have a problem with is him throwing, like, sort of accusations the way of Urban Meyer, saying, well, wherever he goes, there's going to be trouble. There's going to be trouble left behind. To me, there's nothing but sour grapes there. And I can't think of it any other way.
I think, yeah, like on the surface, you know, the statement is factual, sure. But from a tact standpoint and the calculation of that, I totally agree. I think when you say that, it's like my first instinct was, why didn't you say that when you were coaching against him?
Yes.
You know? I mean, that's my biggest issue with it. But obviously, I think Harbaugh's playing I don't know what game he's playing. I don't think it's a deflection because he's obviously very confident in this Michigan team. But I think it puts a lot of self-inflicted pressure on Michigan to win the game this year. If they don't, he's going to hear about it more than ever.
Yeah, and to me it's strange that you would use that opportunity to do that. What did you learn? Did you learn anything from anything that came out of any of these media days that you didn't know before, or that maybe changed your opinion about a team and their chances for this upcoming season?
I don't know about this year, but I think North Carolina's in business with Mack Brown. I think they're going to recruit talent from that part of the country, all the way from where they're at down through Atlanta, maybe into Florida, and he seems motivated, hired a couple good coordinators. He has a presence, John, on the podium. And I knew he did, but we hadn't seen it for a while. And I think maybe they're the team in 2 to 3 years that can challenge Clemson a little bit because that conference is Clemson and everybody else. And I learned that Alabama's still looking back when they probably should be looking forward. That was the difference in the Clemson comments and the Alabama comments this week.
I'm surprised at that, honestly, because it seems as if, look, Clemson has done a spectacular job of getting themselves on the same level, if not slightly a little edge above what Alabama's become recently. But I was a little surprised to see that Alabama's so referencing, you know, Clemson, or being worried about Clemson, or having Clemson in their heads.
Well, it was kind of funny to me, you know, the Clemson players saying Notre Dame was better than Alabama. We know that's not true. And then Alabama saying Georgia was a tougher game than Clemson. That can't possibly be true. So it's a little gamesmanship between the two. But I was more talking about Nick Saban talking about the coaches. So to me, it's a stubbornness of not admitting that, hey, every once in a while the process doesn't work. And you get beat and you draw it up again. And, you know, most of us are picking Alabama and Clemson to get back to New Orleans, which you can debate whether it's good or bad for football. But I think Clemson handled that spotlight a little better than Alabama did.
I was just in Vegas. Bill Bender from Sporting News joining us here. I was in Vegas this week. And if I had taken all the prominent media members, and I consider you among those, you know, and I took you all and I said, you know what, I'm going to give you all $100. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to place a bet either on Alabama and Clemson to win the national championship, or you can have the field. What percentage of prominent media members that cover college football for a living do you believe would say, oh, I'm taking the Alabama and Clemson to win the national championship?
I would take that over the last couple of years. This used to be, it's always a fun kind of prop bet to me, because a few years ago I would have taken Alabama and Ohio State versus the field with Urban.
Sure.
And now I would say, oh, I would not hesitate and probably do it. Do I have to bet all 100 on?
Yeah, you got to bet all. You got to bet all 100 on. But guess what? You get both of them, and that's the thing. Is can we do that in any other sport? Can we do that really in any other sport and say, okay, I'm going to give you two teams, and see an overwhelming number of media people all choose the same two teams, like, and say, oh, I'm going to take that option.
Well, I don't think we've seen anything like this. Period, because it really is two dueling dynasties that have the best of everything. And I think, you know, if you gave me like a $10 disclaimer on Georgia, I'd probably not hesitate and pull that right away, because I think those are the three best bets for the national championship this year. But yeah, I mean, there have only been two Super Bowl rematches per se. I mean,
sure.
And that's the thing. When you have a field where it's the best coaches, the best talent, and on top of it, the best quarterbacks. I mean, Georgia, maybe Ohio State are the only two programs that can really, truly compete with that.
It's a, are we looking for a, is there a dark horse team that if you threw out, we don't take Georgia, Clemson, Alabama, a dark horse team that you said, you're going to talk to me in January when you join me on the show and go, all right, John, I didn't see this coming. Is there any potential team like that? That you didn't see coming, like any kind of team that you say, you know what? Right now, I'm wondering, might they surprise me?
Well, if Oregon wins the opener, I think they could be that team in the Pac-12 because they've validated Justin Herbert. They've got some talent on offense. They got to beat Auburn. I mean, that's big for that entire conference. Other than that, I think we're going to see most of it. If Texas goes to the playoff, we can see that. If Michigan breaks through, we can see that. The limited field, even beyond that, I don't think Auburn would be the furthest I could go for a team, and they're probably like ranked like top 15 for a team that could make that run.
Man, I'm telling you, we are so looking forward to college football. Bill Bender, one of our favorites that we will be watching throughout the course of the season. So, Bill, where are you heading now in the airport? You're going somewhere.
I'm in Charlotte. I'm trying to find it. It's this airport is way jammed this early. Atlanta's never jammed like this when I'm in there at 8:50 in the morning.
No, it's the efficiency of Atlanta is what it is. I mean, Charlotte's trying to play catch up. Did you? By the way, how did Jeff Collins really sell it this week from Georgia Tech?
No, the coastal's wide open on that side. I mean, whether it's Narduzzi or Mendenhall, like I mentioned, North Carolina. That I had not realized until I got down there that six different teams have won the ACC Coastal in the last 6 years, and Virginia is the only one not included, and they'll be among the favorites this year. So it's a very interesting dynamic in that division. Everybody's got a chance. Hey, Georgia Tech's got a big game in week one. Why not take your swing then?
All right, Bill, I appreciate your time. As always, travel safely, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it, John. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, Bill Bender from the Sporting News. Follow him on Twitter. You'll link to all of his fine work, and glad to have him join us all the time throughout the course of the season.